gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hello and welcome to Project I Am, the podcast where we explore stories, ideas, and research that inspires transformation in our lives and in our communities. I'm your host, Dr. David Schloss, and today we're diving into one of the most underrated yet powerful forces we have, encouragement. You know the feeling. You're facing a big challenge, you're unsure of yourself, and then someone says, "You can do this. I believe in you." Suddenly, you feel a spark, a motivation to keep going. Well, why is that? Why does encouragement have such a profound effect on our brains and on our hearts? I had a discussion this morning with somebody, and we were doing an update after a recent event, and the encouragement in our meeting that I received was so significant and so meaningful to me that I've been thinking all day about the power of encouragement. In this episode, we're going to explore what recent research tells us about the science of encouragement. We'll hear real-life stories from individuals whose lives changed because someone believed in them, and we'll break down how you can start encouraging others and yourself from today. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's get inspired together. Let's start with the science. Encouragement might sound simple, but neuroscience and psychology tell us that it has a powerful, measurable impact on our minds. A 2023 study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology revealed that when people receive verbal encouragement while performing challenging tasks, the brain's reward center lights up. This area, the same one activated when we eat something delicious or achieve a goal, releases dopamine, a neurotransmitter that boosts mood and motivation. Essentially, encouragement triggers the brain to say, "Yes, I can do this." The researchers found that participants who were encouraged outperformed those who weren't. Not because their skill increased, but because their mindset shifted. When someone believes in you, it's easier to believe in yourself. Now let's pair this with the work of Dr. Carol Dweck and the growth mindset. You might be familiar with her research, and we've mentioned her in the podcast before. Dweck discovered that individuals praised for their effort and persistence, rather than their intelligence or abilities, performed better over time. Why is this? Because encouragement focused on effort teaches us that success comes from hard work and resilience, rather than fixed traits. Think about it for a second. If a coach tells you, "You're so naturally talented," and then you struggle, you might think, "Maybe I'm not talented after all." But if the coach says to you, "I love how hard you worked during practice. That's what makes a great player. You focus on improving, not your shortcomings." Well, that's the power of encouragement. Excuse the voice. That's the only voice I could come up with at the time. This research doesn't stop at kids or students, but it applies to adults too. In 2022, Harvard Business Review published a study on workplace productivity. They found that employees who received frequent, specific encouragement from their supervisors were 30% more engaged and reported higher job satisfaction. Words like, "I really appreciate the effort you put into this project," makes people feel seen, valued, and motivated. So what does this tell us? Well, it tells us that encouragement isn't just about feel-good fluff. It's actually brain science. It creates motivation, rewires negative thought patterns, and helps people push past barriers. Now let's bring the science to life through some real-world examples. If you're a sports fan, you've probably heard of Leicester City's historic win in the 2016 English Premier League. This team, considered massive underdogs, had 5,000 to 1 odds of winning the title. Well, how did they do it? Their manager, Claudio Ranieri, was a master of encouragement. Instead of criticizing mistakes, Ranieri focused on his players' efforts and progress. He would tell them, "You're improving every day. Don't worry about the title. Focus on the next match, the next goal." By consistently building their confidence, Ranieri helped Leicester's players believe that they could achieve the impossible. And they did. Leicester City lifted the Premier League trophy, reminding the world that belief and encouragement can turn underdogs into champions. Now let me share one of my favorite stories about encouragement. It's the story of a teacher, Mrs. Thompson, and her student, Teddy Stoddard. Teddy was a quiet, withdrawn boy who struggled in school. Most teachers saw him as a lost cause, but Mrs. Thompson took the time to look deeper. She read Teddy's file, and she learned that he had lost his mother and was living in difficult circumstances. From that moment on, Mrs. Thompson chose to encourage Teddy every single day. She praised his effort, his small improvements, and his perseverance. Over time, Teddy's grades improved, and his confidence soared. Years later, Mrs. Thompson received a letter. Teddy had become a successful doctor, and he wrote to her saying, "Thank you for believing in me when no one else did. Your encouragement changed my life." It's a powerful reminder that one person's words can change the trajectory of someone else's life. Finally, let's look at a workplace example. Google conducted a 2-year study on team effectiveness called Project Aristotle. They discovered that the most successful teams had one critical factor in common: psychological safety. This means that team members felt safe to speak up, to take risks, and to share ideas, all because of encouragement and support from their colleagues and leaders. Teams where managers encouraged input and recognized effort way outperformed others by a significant margin. This reinforces that encouragement fosters trust, innovation, and productivity, whether it's on the field, in the classroom, or in the workplace. By now, I hope you're feeling inspired by the power of encouragement. So how can we practice it in our everyday lives? Well, let's break it down into 3 simple steps. 1, really important, be specific and genuine. Generic compliments are nice, but specific encouragement has a lasting impact. Instead of saying, "Hey, great job," rather try something like, "You handled that presentation so well. I loved how clearly you explained your ideas." Specific praise helps people see their own strengths. Secondly, encourage effort, not just results. Remember the growth mindset? Praising effort helps people persist. If someone is struggling, say, "I see how hard you're working on this. Don't give up. Progress takes time." Thirdly, reflect people's strengths back to them. Sometimes, well, honestly, we forget what we're capable of. Encouragement is like holding up a mirror and showing people their own potential. For example, you could say, "You've overcome so much before. I know you'll get through this too." And fourthly, self-encouragement matters. Lastly, let's not forget about ourselves. How often do you beat yourself up for mistakes instead of encouraging yourself to learn? Replace "I'm failing" with "I'm learning" and "I'll get better." Self-encouragement builds resilience and keeps us moving forward. I asked my listeners and students to share moments when encouragement made a difference in their lives. Here are 2 stories. One student said that when she was training for her first marathon, she hit a wall and wanted to quit. But her best friend said, "You've already come so far. I know you can finish." and those words pushed her to cross the finish line. She relates that if it wasn't for that encouragement, she might have given up at that moment. Somebody else said that after a tough job loss, his sister reminded him, "This setback doesn't define you. You have so many skills and something better is coming." That encouragement in that moment gave him the courage to keep searching, and he eventually found a job that he loved. Encouragement doesn't have to be big to be powerful. Sometimes a few words can keep someone moving forward. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this. Encouragement is free, and it's something we can all give. It doesn't require training or expertise, just a willingness to notice someone's effort, to recognize their strengths, and believe in their potential. This week, I challenge you to be a source of encouragement for someone, a colleague, a friend, a family member, or even a stranger. Tell them, "I see you, and I believe in you." And remember to encourage yourself along the way. You never know, your words might be the spark that changes someone's life. Well, thank you for joining me on Project I Am. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave a review and share it with someone who might need some encouragement today. I'm David Schloss, your host, and I'll see you next time. Until then, keep believing, keep growing, and remember, you are enough. May you be well.
Weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.